that. We needed those Iron Range dogs for a bark break. Little bark break here. Yes, sir. 4:11, here I am once again, sitting in Studio Z, the penthouse studio. I'm really proud to be sitting here. This is my first week since I arrived at CCO in the penthouse studio. Studio formerly occupied only by Howie Viking. And this week I got my chance to sit high above 7th Street and 2nd Avenue South, watch all the folk come out of the Lutheran Brotherhood, the Baker Building, the St. Paul Athletic Club, and the North Star Inn. Why, look it over there, Morgan. Here comes Bruce Hogovic out of the North Star Inn.
Yes, I wonder what he was doing over there.
Ferreting out a news story, I'm sure. He's one of our top news hawks. Look at that lovely young lady standing in front of the Lutheran Brotherhood, Morgan, looking for perhaps a ride home with her boyfriend or husband or for a bus.
Yes. Yes, she's a nice-looking lady.
Yes. So don't you feel honored to be up here in his studio?
Well, not really. I mean, not to denigrate Howard Viking or anything, but, I mean, I would appreciate if you'd give me more money. Don't sit me up in a pretty studio. Give me more money.
Fifth Dimension. We took the fifth on the Cannon Mess. Up, up, and away. We have now arrived at the bewitching hour of 4:25. It's 37 degrees in the Twins. Low tonight, 20. The high tomorrow will be 40. I want you to save a buck at the big wheel. Remember our slogan, if it's for your car, the BW has it at a buck-saving price. Morgan, were you happy with the hockey game last night? The Stars lose 3-1?
Well, I was never happy when they lose. I thought that L.A. had seemed to want it maybe a little bit more and had a little more talent out there. I thought the kid Sargent from Bemidji played a super game. And, of course, Marcel Dion is a genuine superstar, and he got the two goals that broke the North Stars back. Stars played it rough, though. That I like to see. They were hitting out there. And there were a couple of dandy fights for those folks who like fights, like yourself. Brian Maxwell got himself a broken, a dislocated thumb, however, and he's true for the season. Sorry to see that happen. He's an excellent defenseman.
Yes, I talked to his father last night, the Steamer Maxwell. Had him on the air in between periods. Interesting fellow. So he comes all the way down from Canada to see his son end the season on a discordant note. With a dislocated thumb. They popped the thumb right back into its socket, but Lou Nanny, the general manager coach, says we don't want to fool around with that. We're not going to play him anymore because he could really screw it up. I want you to hear this. Traveling music on the Cannon Mess down Highway 52 North in beautiful downtown Robbinsdale. We're shooting down East Lake Street in Minneapolis and in Apple Valley, 150th Street West. About 4:30 in time for the news with Dick Chapman. Dick got his ears lowered. Did you sit real quiet in the chair today, Dick? And did they give you a Holloway sucker at the end?
I fell asleep is what happened.
Did you really?
And I woke up as a new man.
I heard the sickest joke last night at the hockey game. You know when that Grandpa Walenda took the header off the high wire?
Yeah.
And he hit the cab?
Yeah.
And on the way down? It's not funny. The guy says, why is it anytime, you know, you don't want a cab, there's one around.
Oh, good
just
Lord.
Incredible.
WCCO Radio News. This is Dick Chapman from the CCO Radio News Bureau, brought to you by Pennzoil, the motor oil people have been asking for since America learned to drive, because Pennzoil is worth asking for.
Did you ever see a bottle of Benedictine liquor? Or liqueur? Well, on each bottle, there are the initials D period, O period, M period. I wondered why, so I found out. It goes back to the 16th century monk who put together the first batch of the concoction. And the initials stand for Deus Optimo Maximo, meaning to God, most good, most great.
You gotta be kidding. What are you running items like this for?
Because people find them interesting.
People don't find them interesting.
All right, going home with Cannon and the Jericho Harp. Friday, the best day of the week on CCO. 16:05, 37 degrees. Low tonight, 20. High tomorrow, 40. 45 on Easter Sunday in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The Jericho Harp, is it really love at all? 14 in front of 5. 14 before 5, 37. Be the temperature. Music time on CCO. 12 in front of 5. 37 degrees. The Scandinavian group. Biggest, hottest selling group in the world. ABBA. The Name of the Game by ABBA. Do you know how the weekend was invented, since you're going on one now? I'm going to tell you. Saxon King Edgar in A.D. 958 ordered that all work stop from Saturday noon to Monday dawn. So they say it's he who invented the weekend. Thank the Saxon King Edgar in A.D. 958. Hugh Strawn, intrepid newsman, here at CCO, laid something on me. An associate of his at Hopkins City Hall sent this to me. The following are explanations for various automobile accidents, which were taken from insurance claim forms by Tilden Limited, Canada's foremost car rental agency. One person said, coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have. Ha ha. Another one said, a truck backed through my windshield into my wife's face. Another excuse, the guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. In my attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole. Another explanation for an accident. The gentleman behind me struck me on the backside. He then went to rest in the bushes with just his rear end showing. Okay. Another excuse for the accident. I told the police I was not injured, but on removing my hat, I found I had a fractured skull. Okay. I was sure the old fellow would never make it to the other side of the road when I struck him. Another explanation for an accident. When I saw that I could not avoid a collision, I stepped on the gas and subsequently crashed into the other car. Beautiful. Here's another one. I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law on the other seat, and headed over the embankment. Another one. I had been driving my car for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had the accident. To avoid hitting the bumper of the car in front, I struck the pedestrian. Well, that figures. I first saw the slow-moving, sad-faced old gentleman when he bounced off the hood of my car. The accident happened when the right front door of a car came around the corner without giving any signal. Here's another explanation for the accident. The telephone pole was approaching fast. I was attempting to swerve out of its way when it struck my front end. A pedestrian I did not see hit me, then went sliding under my car. The pedestrian had no idea what direction to go, so I ran over him. The accident occurred when I was attempting to bring my car out of a skid by steering it into the other vehicle. An invisible car came out of nowhere, struck my vehicle, and vanished. And finally, this explanation for the accident. I had been learning to drive with power steering. I turned the wheel to what I thought was enough and found myself in a different direction, going in the opposite direction. And those were real-life explanations taken from insurance claim forms by Tilden Limited, Canada's foremost car rental agency. It is 5 minutes before 5 o'clock here at CCO. 29 in front of 6 here at CCO, 36 degrees. Do you want to get your marriage rekindle, get that flame going you used to have? You ought to do what this couple is in our neighborhood. After quite a few years of marriage, they're taking a second honeymoon now. He's going in April, and she's going in May.
This is George Goebel, and I was just sitting here picking around on my guitar, and, oh, I admit I don't play the guitar too good, but I got a brother who can't play it at all. But I was trying to work the Brown photo name into a song. All the old favorites, you know, have a color in their titles, and what I've done is, well, listen. Brown sails in the sunset. Oh, here's another. The brown rose of Texas is... Or Rhapsody in... You know, maybe I ought to just tell you how convenient Brown photo stores are for dropping off your film. Downtown, shopping centers, Rochester, St. Cloud. Any place you go, you'll find Brown photo and... Oh, I got one. A little brown photo, I love thee so. You got a store wherever I go. Ho, 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 wee, wee, me. Little brown photo, how I love thee. Burl Ives, eat your heart out. So long, neighbor.
So long, George. 27 before 6 o'clock, CCO Cannon Mess. 36 Twin Cities now, 40 tomorrow, 45 Sunday.